There's a lot of talk around the country about a potential blue wave this election year that could wipe out Republicans and put Democrats in control of the House of Representatives. But in New Hampshire, a purple state with a volatile swing district, many Democrats aren't grabbing their surfboards quite yet. Party leaders are anxious about how close the first congressional district race could be. And so with over a month to go until the primary, they're encouraging Democratic candidates and voters to play nice. As part of NHPR's State of Democracy project, Lauren Chuljun reports.
You guys fired up or what? Fired up?
Earlier this summer, eight Democratic candidates sat shoulder to shoulder in front of about 70 voters at a Conway Middle School library. They're all running to replace retiring Representative Carol Shea Porter. But before they could even introduce themselves, State Party Chairman Ray Buckley had a special request.
Folks, we only have 8 weeks between the primary in the general election. And if you all get on your Facebook pages and your Twitter accounts and start thinking the best way you can help your candidate is to rip the living stuffing out of somebody else, you're only creating bad blood.
And bad blood isn't just Buckley's concern. The vice chair of the party sent an email to reporters at 10:30 on a recent Sunday night, upset that Democrats are attacking each other for raising money outside of New Hampshire. This is an election year where dissatisfaction with President Donald Trump is expected to pay off at the ballot box for Democrats. But party leaders in New Hampshire are worried if first district candidates spend too much time fighting each other, they'll squander that opportunity.
How's it going?
I dropped by Buckley's office to talk more about this request to play nice, and he told me this cycle is especially unique. Buckley has led New Hampshire Democrats for over 15 years, and he's worked to limit previous Democratic primaries. But this time,
the majority of the candidates are first-time candidates. So there's some things that they might intuitively not know.
For instance, in politics, people have long memories, and grudges can linger. Buckley is quick to share a story about a party he went to after the 1996 Senate race, when Democrat Dick Sweat narrowly lost to Republican Bob Smith. This party was full of Democrats, and after a few drinks, Buckley found out none of them voted in the general election because they supported Sweat's opponent in the contentious primary.
It would be a shame that somebody said during the course of this campaign would cause somebody else to not vote for the nominee. And so we work very hard to make sure that we're all one big happy family.
But that family has seen its share of feuds lately. State Representative Rennie Cushing is supporting Mindy Mesmer in this primary. He's also a former Bernie Sanders delegate, and he says there is still tension from the Sanders-Clinton battle in the 2016 presidential primary.
I think there is a perception that the entire political establishment of the Democratic Party in the state of New Hampshire backed Hillary Clinton, and they were tone deaf to the mood of the populace. And there's a bit of resentment for that.
Regardless of where it comes from, if Buckley hears about negative comments, he will call candidates or supporters to kindly tell them to knock it off. Terrence O'Rourke says he's been on the other end of that call.
Ridiculous. I'm an adult. I don't need him to tell me how to run my campaign or run my life.
O'Rourke is also running in the 1st District, and he and his supporters have called out another candidate, Maura Sullivan, for recently moving to the state. O'Rourke sees a bigger issue with this idea of staying positive in the primary.
Primaries are supposed to be the proving grounds with the hope that the strongest candidate for the general election emerges. The first punch you take shouldn't be on September 12th from the Republican candidate.
And other Democrats seem to share this sentiment to varying degrees. Some people really want to hash things out and let the voters use the primary to decide how far to the left the party should go. Others, like Chris Pappas, yet another first district candidate, are trying to find a balance between being positive but still highlighting differences. Pappas's campaign also recently targeted Maura Sullivan by pointing out how much money she raises from corporate donors outside New Hampshire.
At the end of the day, the people of this district deserve a representative who's going to stand up for them. And they should have no question about whose bidding they're going to be doing in Washington, D.C.
Campaigns often get more heated as Election Day gets closer. But the one thing uniting all these candidates is a promise to work against President Donald Trump. And in a district that voted for Trump 2 years ago, his presence will loom large in many ways. For NHPR's State of Democracy Project, I'm Lauren Chuljun.